Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Thank heavens the Iowa caucus is over. I'm tired of the candidates arguing with each other on TV all the time. However tiring, the presidential campaign process is very important. That's how we get to know the candidates. It's crazy, embarrassing, degrading, as all of the old dirty laundry is pulled up. But this has to happen. It would happen eventually in the campaign against President Obama anyway. Better to get it over with. And by the way, did you notice how little discussion there was about farm policy, even in Iowa? These are good times down on the farm. Just don't mess it up. Mitt Romney. He wins Iowa, barely. The hit on Mitt Romney is whether he is conservative enough. He's flip-flopped on a number of social issues. He has a strong resume, however, on business experience, and that would be valuable in running the country. He looks presidential. He's under control and confident. Newt Gingrich, at one time I thought he would win. He's a real conservative, the author of The Contract with America, and led the way for Republicans to take over the House in 1994. A super debater, too, I might add. And there's Rick Santorum, a solid conservative. He and Newt worked closely together in the Congress. Coming out of nowhere to finish second in Iowa gives him some hope. Ron Paul, now he is something else. An over-the-top libertarian, some of his views are very extreme. However, I like what he says on a lot of issues. Downsize the federal government. Pull in our horns internationally. Stop spending so much money. We're always in a war. We seem to think it's our job to fix everything in the world. Ron Paul's broad support comes from the simple fact that a large segment of our voters in this country have decided that they have had it with a government that wants to go down the road of European socialism. I predict that Romney will eventually win the Republican presidential nomination. And if he wants to beat President Obama next November, he'll have to walk the conservative Tea Party line and find a way to bring the Ron Paul supporters into his camp. Ron Paul running as an independent in next fall's presidential election would steal a lot of votes away from Mitt Romney. And I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.